looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome to Light on Living, a very special edition of Musical Chairs. I'm your co-host this time, Lisa Berry, and we've got Eric Lambier here with us.
Hello, everyone.
A big welcome to everyone. And as we kick off the month of August, which this is something we've never done before and very, very excited, we are having a theme, an actual emotional, heartfelt theme for this entire month. And Eric and I had a little chat and said, you know what? Let's do songs that really support this theme. Now, the theme is self-love. Now, that's a tricky one because sometimes people will be like, I love myself so much. But then other people are like, nope, don't love myself. So Eric and I have gone through and we've chosen for the musical chair factor here, which ones will be in the hot seat. We've got two really cool songs really showing different angles and emotions and ways, like just about self-love, because self-love's we're going to go into so many topics here, Eric. Like, we've got self-love all over the place. But I'm going to ask Eric an opener question here. In thinking about when somebody says to you, you know, how are you doing on the scale of self-love of 1 to 10? Like, first of all, what is your number on your self-love? And secondly, how would you even find out a number to judge it?
Well, it's always nice to float around an 8. But probably sometimes. I mean, I don't think about it all the time. But, you know, from certain songs, as like you said, either through writing them or through listening to them, either whatever streaming service you use, whatever that is, you can find songs that are very uplifting and can possibly help you get through the day. And that's the whole thing about this show right today, is having some songs that help you get through. The first one's going to be finding your passion, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is just going for it.
Yeah. Now, I want to break that down. So finding your passion. So somebody who isn't really experiencing self-love is somebody who's not really, they're not connected to their passion. They haven't found it yet. They're not, you know, in alignment with something. So that's why I love that you came up with this song, actually, and said, gosh, you got to do that song. It's all about passion. And the person who's lacking passion, what would they look like?
You have to really find, what would that look like? Yeah, for sure. You'd have to really find what drives you. Problem, I think, with this society, we're really a lot of times, and you'll probably agree with me with this, I hope, is you're too tied down by, you know, the word J-O-B, job. And the problem with it is a job, if it's Monday through Friday, takes up 8, 10, sometimes 12 hours, depending. And you got to remember, part of that take-up time is getting to work.
Mm-hmm. Getting ready.
You know, I have a getting ready and getting ready. People get up at 5 o'clock to be in Toronto for 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm getting ready, and then you know, I have a family member gets up. They have to drive half an hour to where I am. Then they take a GO train. I mean, I think it's probably about 3 hours a day just spent in traveling. And the problem with even the traveling part is you're probably exposed to a lot of different people in a lot of different moods.
Who haven't found their passion. And unless you're
passion, right?
Passionate about commuting.
So a lot of people, I guess, sorry, I got off on there. But a lot of that, I think, is so you don't have time to find your passion.
Yeah.
Unless you really make it. You've got to make time for your passion, whatever that is. Does it take an hour a week? Mm-hmm. Does it take 2 hours? Does it take 10 minutes a day to sit back, close the door, you know, find out what your passion really is? It'd be simple. You just like to cook. Maybe you love to cook. I don't know. Whatever that is, just do it.
You know, it's funny. I love you said about just starting and making the time. So a word to me that really helps me feel, so first of all, positive and on point for finding my passion is momentum.
Yeah.
Now, when I think about self-love, if you're not there, first of all, let's say you're not feeling the self-love. You don't just jump into the pool of self-love. Oh, my God, I'm surrounded. I'm, you know, swimming in self-love. So
it's overwhelmed.
So you've got to start with little things that build the momentum. And as, oh, it's funny because the song that you chose, actually, which we will reveal the title, there is momentum in and suspension of suspense. And there's momentum, right? You've got to hit the momentum thing because that is what carries you through. And if you don't do something consistently, persistently, and even if it's small, it's something that's meaningful and it can be anything. So when it comes to self-love, it's just small, finding your passion.
And the problem with some even passion is, and I think we're all guilty of it, so maybe you're tired. Maybe
yeah.
when you think of doing something, it makes you, but I got to tell you, if you fight through that, you got to, it's like the runner getting to the end of a marathon. Everybody will tell you there are walls you hit and you've got to fight through it. It's not going to be the easiest thing. And sometimes you might have to go through 10 passions to find the one that you really
yes.
dig. You know, it's really, you got to keep trying on it. But a lot of it is, you know, you're held down by societal things or people saying you can't do it or
you know what,
these kind of things.
That's actually really neat because we still have some time here. But I want to say, you know, Eric's always been a musician. He's always, his passion has been music from, I'm going to go with day one.
But it has been beaten up along
the way. Yeah. And it's not like you just said, I'm just going to play this one style music and pitch, is it called pigeonhole or peg holder?
You can be pigeonhole.
And, you know, but the thing is, it's funny because I've always loved nutrition and I will always love nutrition. I keep trying to make it my passionate career, but you know what? I finally went back to it again and I went, no, it's still not, but it's still my passion. So what you had said about maybe it's cooking, we're not saying you have to make a living out of it, but it is important to feed your soul
yeah.
with the passion.
Well, that's the thing about musically too. I never, you know, I'm not, you know, 20 anymore. Let's put it that way. And so there's always part of you that wants to be the star or not. It's not even really wanting to be the star, but really being, you know, recognized for yourself. And then you find out, you know what? There are some people you watch, say, old footage of James Brown. He was a star. He could dance. Michael Jackson, any of these kind of people that are great.
Elvis had his moves.
Elvis. You know, and there's a lot of the new people, too. There's all kinds, right, that have that. But then there's the people behind the scenes that really made it big, really made them big. You know, it's the person behind the scenes
yeah.
that wrote the song.
Yeah, choreographer.
Yeah, choreography on stage, produced the song, the manager. How many times is it? It's like watching hockey. I'm a big hockey fan. Goalies go. Thing about it is, and this is what I love about the teams when I watch the Last Stanley Cup. You know, the guys that play, the Ovechkins and that, they get the thing. And they're so they should. But then they're really cool how they bring out the coaches. Because these people are the people that really worked with them.
Aww.
And you can see them. And these men, they'll take a puck in the face to play or a hockey stick crying.
Aww,
right, because
yeah.
of just the emotional thing of getting to that level and just the camaraderie. So once again, finding your passion, find what that passion is. Always mm-hmm. comes back to that and keep searching. Never mm-hmm. stop. And I don't care how old you are. Remember, Colonel Sanders, I think, started at 65.
65, 67, something, yeah.
Something like that.
And our Louise Hay, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. There's a good one.
Yeah. Well, you have chosen a song, and I think it was a perfect song choice. And so we're not going to play it, but we are going to go through the lyrics because really the lyrics, I mean, you know, music can move you. Music lifts you. It can match your vibration and then bring you up or down a little. Like it can really, you can tune into a vibration of a song.
We'll just call it poetry.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Yes, lyrics, poetry. So Eric, you've got them all drilled out there. So why don't you...
Yeah, ready? Give us a drum roll.
Oh, wait, for title song, yeah.
I Believe I Can Fly.
I know.
By Mr. R. Kelly.
Aw.
And I just really love this song because it emphasizes, you know, I mean, the first line, I used to think that I could not go on. I mean, how many people have thought that?
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's in your love, if it's in your job, in the passion you're doing, it's like, it's just not going anywhere. You know, how many punches can I take? You know, not literally,
right.
You know, figuratively. Mm-hmm. That's the emphasis.
And sitting on that line there, because here's the word for that line is limitations.
Yeah.
And how many limitations do we place on ourselves? And they're not even ours. They're from other people who maybe once in your life, they laughed at you for doing something because you did it for the first time and it didn't go the way you wanted it to go. So these limitations are important because reevaluate those limitations and tell yourself they're not. They were learning curves. They were me finding, and I'm closer because of it. Yes.
Yeah. And you know what it is too? I think it's surrounding yourself, even if it's one person at a time, with people who support your passion.
Yeah.
Just to go on from that. Now, don't mean to read. I'll read the verse at a time. Don't
okay.
Do that.
Yeah.
Do line
we'll
by
do the
line.
Verse, okay. Keeping with one emotion.
So this is the first four lines. I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song.
Yeah.
Right? But now I know the meaning of true love, self-love. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, I'll just do that too, I think.
Okay.
If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, then there's nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's such a complicated statement, yet
yeah.
simple. It's a simple, it's complicated because sometimes it's hard to do that with what's going on around you, but it's simple words. If I can believe it, then I can do it.
Yeah. Our belief is what carries us through, because as soon as you believe you can't, guess what? You can't.
Exactly. And you're always right.
Yeah.
You are always right to yourself, to your mind. When you say something and you believe that, you're always right. And it's too bad about that, because the judge inside of you is judging you.
We're pretty powerful on these things.
Right. And it's like the judge and the victim.
Right. And when you have self-love, and I think that's what
yeah.
it is about, it's building up that self-love and small momentums. And when it says there about the everlasting arms, what is that line?
I'm leaning on the everlasting arms
mm-hmm.
of love.
Yeah, of love. And I think that's what it is. It's because love won't ever fail you. Like true love. And that's what we're talking about. That's why when you start with your own self-love and find out where your little weak, where your elbow wants to bend and goes, no, I can't hold you up. And you're like, yes, you can.
Exactly. Or a person just to go hang out and get a little bit of, am I doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Is this working for me? What do you think? But make sure you have the right person, because if they don't mind, I call it the neighbor over the fence syndrome.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, this is so true in my experience, it's the neighbor over the fence that says you can't do it. Sometimes it's friends, and more often than not, it's a family member.
Are you sure?
You know? And really, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be stuck to that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, looking at my notes here.
He's got lots of stories he wants to share. You know what's funny? I just want to bring this up. It's so funny. I'm so careful of the, not just the music I listen to, but the shows I watch and the people I hear speak, because especially like the things about the neighbors. And, you know, some people can do things in lighthearted, or they're poking, or they're just teasing or making fun. And I get we all have to have a threshold that we can, you know, work in this world. But the thing is again, with momentum, what is building up? What is the snowball effect? Look at what your words and emotions and what your support is, because it's very hard to get something going when the brakes are being kept put on all the time. That speed is just so tricky.
Exactly. Don't believe it.
Yeah.
You know what? That falls into a category of so what? Who cares?
The category of so what?
You know what I mean? It's a good thing. Thanks for sharing.
Yes. Thank you.
It's a good
you.
Thing. At least you've been polite.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. But you don't agree with everything people tell you about that.
Yeah.
That's right. To get up and just keep doing it. You know, people will say, you know, my friend tried that. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Well, then I want to know how he did it or she did it.
I don't want to
know what they didn't do it. I don't want to know what they didn't do.
Right.
And that's the problem, I think, too, is that if you fail once, don't just run from it. Imagine this. Imagine when you were a very tiny baby and you first learned to walk.
No.
You struggled to stand on your feet and you fell over. Imagine if you never did that again.
Aww.
Where would you end up?
Yeah.
Right? It's the same thing, I think, with finding your passion. Would you agree, Lisa, with that?
I do.
Yeah. And talking. What if you, when you first mentioned, did a word, you went, mamba. Instead
yes.
of mama.
And we used to think it's cute when they're babies,
and
right?
And all of a sudden, it was like this. You weren't talking, see? Right?
You know what's interesting is we have more so when a baby, I love that you said that, because when we see little babies, we're like, look how cute, look at their day, and then we make fun, when you were a baby, you used to say this. But it's funny how when we get to be adults, there's a lot more judgment, and it's only because that person who's judging or saying that to you, they're hard on themselves. So always think about where they're coming from, and it's probably not a direct thing to you at all. So, yeah, try not to fall into the category of so what.
Yeah, exactly.
So we still have a few more minutes before the commercial. Do you want to read the next verse of that?
Sure. At least I tried.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least you gave it a shot.
Yeah.
Now we're into the chorus.
Okay, yeah, let's hear the chorus.
I believe I could fly.
You should sing it.
I believe I could touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I could soar. See me running through the open door. I believe I could fly. So
I like
there
the
you
open
go.
Door. That's and that was so, lovely. I like that you said too.
It's a big statement. I believe I can fly.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I can touch the sky. Mm-hmm. And you think about it a lot. I think about it every night and day. And that's what it really comes
down
to. Visualizing constantly, you know, and finding your passion to have yourself love to do it.
Yeah, and there's an open door thing there.
Great movie, but yeah, I believe I can soar, right? That's this guy. I see me running through that open door. You know, the doors around you, like you're saying, right? Mm-hmm. The doors that have closed all around you, but look for that open door that you can run through and just keep running. Don't look back. I believe I can fly. Spread your wings and go forth.
And that's probably more that jumping into now visualizing, because if you can't visualize, if you don't visualize it, what do you know, what are you believing in? So
exactly.
Pick
use
up
your
fun.
Imagination.
Yeah. Yes, use your imagination. Have fun.
Imagine. Have fun with it. Sometimes I think you get put down because maybe you're all those other things that were bad towards the passion. That's what you think about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about those things.
Exactly.
Think about just the passion. You know.
Well, we'll stop it there because we will be going to commercial in about 30 seconds. But we're going to finish off the rest of that song because there are some powerful lines and lyrics. And even if you get one thing that helps to motivate you to get the momentum,
yeah,
just to say, okay,
find that thing.
I'm in that thing. But this is all about passion. This one song. We have another song for you coming up too because this is Musical Chairs. The next song's got to go in. But Eric Landier and Lisa Berry and I are just having so much fun going into this. So come back, join us after the break.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Right. We're just having fun just listening to that music. I mean, see, when you listen to uplifting music, you just find love anyways. But so you're back here. You're listening to Musical Chairs. And yes, it's still Light on Living, but we just had to have music in here somewhere because it's just something that is just so great.
It's passion.
It's a passion.
Yes.
And here's one of my surprises, actually, for Eric. Eric, I have, and it's so good to do this. It makes my heart feel good. I've got to share some gratitude with you.
All right.
Because, and I love that you just said that. You didn't even know. It is my passion as well. And you know what? But it's not something I do in my career. And so I actually could could go away from it. Let's just say I get, you know, not bogged down, but into my nutrition and radio and shows and all the stuff. But you know what? Because we have this beautiful show now, it feels like there's a home for my passion, and I get to still have it, and I get so excited, and it's effortless, and there's so much energy, and it's like, woohoo, musical chair day! So I actually came up with a term for you. So hold on. Okay.
All right.
So where did it write? I wrote it. Oh, wait, it's a fun one. I was going to say thank you, Eric Lambie, for being my mentor in musical momentum.
Musical momentum.
Yeah. And you know what, guys? You can always pop onto my Facebook page, Lisa Berry, Berry, or Eric Lambie, Lambier, and that's Eric with a C, because we are going to do some little call to actions. We are going to do some invitations, and really what they are is we both want to know, what would your self-love song be? Not just the love song, but your self-love song. What is yours? And you know what? We're inviting you to our Facebook page right now, and I'll tell you why. I want other people to see this and to the thread, and they might connect with you and go, wow, that's a song. I haven't heard of that song for a long time. Or just by you posting it and sharing it, we get to see it. But I think by adding it, and we can maybe even talk about that song next time, and we can share it, or, you know, so in saying that, that is an invitation to call that. So start thinking about it. You might get into the car next time or go to your stair and go, oh my God, I can't believe the song is playing. This is it. So
what gets you moving?
Yes. What gets you moving effortlessly?
Even for a workout.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of workouts, you can have a lot of moving songs, that kind of stuff. So your passion could be working out. So this is what drives it when I work out. What's that?
There's
so many different styles of music you can play.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't play opera, but you never know.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's a fun one. And I wasn't going to, this was not planned, and I'm going to share this because most people who know me know this. I love cats. And so what I did was, a couple years ago, I have these two just adorable little Bengals, and they're my life. And I wanted to dedicate a date night to my cats, just to make sure that I stay at home and I have fun with them. So anyways, I came up with Friday Feline Fiesta. And so every Friday I used to put on Tropicana Latino station, and we would just salsa through the house, and I get the little laser beam lights going on for them, and we just move, because you know what? It got us moving. It kept us happy. I was committing my time with them, and we could just have fun. And so now that is the most silliest, playful thing you could do. But I'll tell you, it made my heart sing. And every Friday, I just look forward to it. And so that was my little fun. That's my self-love song. How's our
theme? Hey, here's a song for you, Lisa.
What?
It's The Year of the Cat by Al Stewart. The Year of the Cat.
Oh, I don't know that.
See? So maybe
I'm
going to
look it up.
Cat song.
All right, everybody, here's another call. Yes, call to action. You guys can suggest cat songs to me.
Something
of the cat, and it's one of my friends always says it. I can't think of it now. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to forget it.
But that's okay.
Anyway, so, let's.
And your passion is your cat.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Animals in general.
Yeah.
Animals
are awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back into the lyrics of I Believe I Can Fly.
I Believe I Can Fly. In the second verse, it says, see, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sorry.
That's overwhelm, you know, breaking down. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve.
Mm.
But I know it starts inside of me.
No.
And that's where it has to start. It's got to start inside of you.
You know what? The silence is loud is a big one, because to me, do you know what that means?
What's that?
They're not tapping in. They're not tuning into a frequency that's silence. It's radio silence. Get it?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're not receiving, because you're not aligned, and you can't receive your path. You can't hear what's going on. There's nothing. And it's so loud because it's painful. How painful is it to be disconnected? How painful is it to break down?
Yeah, exactly.
And be alone. And that's
sometimes you got to hit the bottom to get to the top.
That is true.
You know, that's a thing, but a lot of times you got to get to the point you just say, I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
This is enough of this. I've had enough of that. I'm going to get up and do something about this.
Yeah.
And you got to be strong.
Ooh, we have a song for that one after.
Yes, we do. Leading it.
Yeah.
Leading it,
good job.
But yeah, it's, you know, you've hit the ground one way or the other. Whatever made you hit the ground, you got your 10 minutes, cry, stomp your feet, whatever it is, but get up and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because life dealt you something, life's like that, you know, you'd be walking and like, boom, oh, I just got punched by life. You know, that's the way it happens. and you have to
by life.
Life isn't like, you know, if you're in a so-called accommodation, it just shows up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times have you left your house and something happens and all, you know, you're on your way to your passion, let's say.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden something's happened or something happens. And it's like sometimes I've had it when writing, and I've learned through writing music. Most of the times I shut the world off.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to do. I have to, and I don't know, you're probably the same way, Lisa, is close the door,
mm-hmm.
lock the door, turn off the phone, turn off the computer, whatever that is, turn off a spouse or something,
right?
Let the kids be with their mom or with their dad, whatever that takes to do your writing, but also at the same time have spent time with those beloved ones so they realize this is your time.
Oh, you're so Libra.
Yeah. Oh, the scale just balanced there. Then boing. You'll hear that, folks, a few times.
Yeah.
And you're a Libra too.
We like to be diplomatic. Yeah,
yeah.
Libra show here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so what's the show on that one, Dave?
That'd be fun. I'm sure there's a song for Zodiac signs.
But I was on the verge of breaking down. You know, or you've broken down. The silence was so loud because nobody was there. You know. There's a country song on the corner. What's that country? Montgomery Gentry tune. What's it called? It was on the corner of Heartache and something. Anyway, and it just says this is what the sound is of breaking down. It's just, you know, silence. It's on the, or it could be the sound of, you know, crying, which is horrible.
Oh.
So get through it, folks. Mm-hmm. You can find your passion. Everybody has one. Once again, it doesn't matter what that passion is. As I said, could it be cooking? Maybe you like to make breakfast for people. Reading books.
Yeah.
It can be anything.
It can be photography.
It doesn't have to be, you know, I think I might have quoted this before in the other episode, but I'm not sure. But it's like, you know, I think Sting said that. Don't quote me, but I think he said, you know, whether you sell one CD or a million, music's its own reward. Same thing with books. Same thing with any passion you do.
I don't believe you said that, but I will quote somebody. I can't say who it said either, but is about one who is in their passion is more powerful than a million who are not.
Oh my goodness!
Well,
I love that.
There you go.
High five.
Woo!
You know that's extremely poignant.
Yeah, I like that one. Well, let's finish off these lyrics. We'll jump into our next fun.
Well, that's the end of the song there. You know, if I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, then I can achieve it. Sorry, I think I screwed that one up. But, sorry, it's if I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, then there's nothing to it. And then we're back into, and let's just go over them because they're very statement.
Powerful.
Or and very powerful. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. See me running through the open door. I believe I can fly.
Aww.
I can believe I can fly. Sing it with me, folks.
There you go, listen.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
Woo!
I believe I can soar. See me running. See me running through the open door. I believe I can fly. I can believe I can fly.
Everybody, we believe you can fly.
We all can fly, folks.
And that takes us into our next song because there's a powerful thing about where we're gonna go into, you know what, we've got the passion, we've got it there. But you know what, I mentioned this word before and it was limitations, and when you think you're just not enough, or when somebody else, like you ruin your own power because you've given it away and you actually let somebody else not tell you, because you know what, they've instilled in you that you can't fly. And so we've got a song, we chose a song that it's fun. It was a fun song. Of course, it reminds me of Kitty Cats, and we'll tell you all here in a second. But because you know what, it's we're going to really switch seats in the musical chairs here for the songs, because it is Eric
Roar by Katy Perry.
Woohoo!
And we're doing one that's pretty new for this one.
Yeah.
But it's a really good tune. I've always liked the song. Whether you like the new material or you don't, let's just start with the poetry.
Poppy. Yeah.
You know, this is the poetry of the song. It's really about the lyrics on this show.
Yeah.
At this point, anyway.
Musical chairs and lyrics, exactly.
Yeah. So And once again, this is kind of bringing back to the passion part. And the first word, the first line is, I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. You know?
And that's about permission, and we're going to get back to that. It's about giving yourself permission. So hold on, we'll continue.
Afraid to rock the boat and make a mess. Mm-hmm. So I sat quietly, agreed politely. How many of us have done that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're afraid to rock the boat. You're afraid to get up and do something. Being afraid to put down, being, you know.
That's the scariest part, and that's where the self-love really comes in. Like, oh my gosh, first of all, I want to do a little shout out to the month ahead of us. This is self-love. This whole month is, we're dedicated to self-love, because there are so many different parts here. Now, right now, we're really highlighting permission and self-worth. So let's continue that.
Well, the next verse, which is continuing, they kind of do two verses at once here, mm-hmm. is, I guess that I forgot that I had a choice. Mm. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. Mm. And that's a good one, Emily. If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything.
You told me that line a decade ago.
You know? So, and the next here, the little, what they call the pre-chorus, you held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust.
Woohoo!
You hear my voice, you'll hear that sound, like thunder going to shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready. You know why? Because I've had enough. I see it all. I see it now. And that's the end of the pre-chorus.
Yeah. Let's stop there and just talk about that. Can we have 6 minutes before commercial? I love that we have time like that.
Yeah. So back down to the, you know, I guess that I forgot I had a choice.
Yeah.
I let you push me past the breaking point.
What was the second line about there?
I guess I forgot I had a choice. Okay. But let me push beyond the frame.
The
I stood
song.
For nothing.
The very, very second line of everything.
You held me down, so I got up. Oh, the very first line?
Yeah, the very first second line.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath.
Yeah, I do. And the next line, the second line. I can watch and read, so it's funny.
Afraid to rock the boat and make a mess.
There we go. I want to touch on those two, because that really is about, we have either tried that when we were a baby and we didn't speak so well, and then somebody they were mean, they were unkind, they were unloving, they were unaccepting, they were unacknowledging, they were unconnecting, unfeeling.
Yeah.
And if anybody feels like that right now, and all those words I just used, if you could reach and say, you probably just connected with, like, yeah, I remember when so-and-so, my mom, my dad, my thing, that's a teacher, blah, 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 used to be my coach, and I never wanted to do this again. I want you to revisit that from a place of, maybe you need somebody to walk you through that, just to say, you know what, I forgive yourself. Like, forgive yourself for that.
Don't forget to forgive yourself. And don't beat yourself up so much.
Yeah. And because when we are so afraid to stand in that spotlight, because it's because we're afraid of being seen, because we're afraid of being judged in a negative way. We all would love, if we could get that promise, I promise you, if you stand in the spotlight, everybody will love you. But we can only give ourselves that promise, because we have to be able to stand there, whether they're throwing tomatoes at us or not.
Yeah.
And not everybody likes everything everybody does.
No, exactly. Not everybody's going to like what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's going to like your cooking.
Mm-hmm.
The way it is. And some people will just say they don't like it because they want to rock the boat.
Right.
You know what? They just
love rocking the boat.
They want to get under your skin. Falls into so what? Who cares?
That's the instigator.
Falls into the, well, I don't think you're tied to that chair.
Yes. The musical chair, you're never tied down.
Honestly, I've played in clubs. You know, I remember once we did a jazz show. My friend and I were playing jazz at a club, and it was a club that I played other music there. Somebody came up and wanted to hear something popular. Well, something in the pop charts. And we said, well, we're doing jazz. And you know what? They didn't get it. They couldn't understand what was going on. And I could sort of see from a public point of view, but we're just playing jazz today.
Yes.
This is for our souls. This isn't for money. It's for our souls, and I will not play a pop song. Right now.
You know, actually, Eric does this fun thing. He'll be playing whatever, and somebody will come up and go, you got any heavy metal? And so he'll do like a two bars of something that's crazy pants. Like, what was that one you go that's nuts?
I don't know. There's all
and you go in your high voice to do it, Ozzy. I don't remember now.
So I can't.
ACDC. It's a screamy pants.
Yeah, you can do that one. But sometimes it's more like in the thrash or the death.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. You know what? I even like some of this stuff. Don't get me wrong, but I always turn and go, you know, we're in a piano bar. Right.
Right.
Like, Like, I'm not the only blind one here, right?
Yeah. But I just love it. I love that you're able to, because of self-love, you are able to stand in place and like what you said, put that into a category of, so what? Listen, you know what? So you did that. You know what? I'm going to move on because I am not biting my tongue and I'm doing what I love to do for myself right now. And you're being respectful. It's not like you're doing something.
And you know what? I'd rather make fun of it.
Yeah.
I've seen other musicians get angry, but I got to tell you, once you do that, you're in their sights.
Yeah.
You're in their sights and people picking on you. Don't do that. Don't get angry.
Yeah.
It falls into so what? Who cares? That doesn't affect me.
Now, I want to talk, because we do have a moment. This is another thing, because I love this one verse here. There are people who are antagonists. There are people who instigate. There are people who, and they don't even know they're trying to get a rise. They're maybe not even. Maybe they're just conflict people who are trying to experience what that opposite side might be. And that's a tough one for others. So build up your self-love so you can handle that as well.
Exactly. You know what? It's get a skin. You have to get in this world. I really believe you have to have a skin.
Yeah. And when you're worn down and your skin's feeling a little thin, you go do something on your own and you get away and you get some breathing space.
Call a friend.
And listen to the show Light on Living all this month.
Absolutely. Always come back. Lisa will always bring you on, for sure. Find your passion. Find your song.
Well,
find your book.
Yes. Find your book. Give us two more lines. We've got a minute for commercial. Well,
one minute here. You keep surprised.
I'm sorry. The talk show, you know.
Well, and then it gets to the chorus. I've got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, because I am a champion and you're going to hear me roar.
Woo!
Louder, louder than a lion, because I am the champion and you're going to hear me roar.
Okay, so you know what? We'll go into commercial, but you know what we're going to talk about? I know it. The word champion. I'm going to ask you what that means to you, Eric, I'm going to have you bring up some things because, you know what? To be a champion, let's find out what that means, how we can do it, and I bet you have a multitude of experience. Like, not just everyone has those champion qualities.
Everybody can be a champion.
So when we're back, championship.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Housekeeping here on Light on Living. We're doing this special edition for Musical Chairs with Eric Lambier and Lisa Berry. That's me. And, you know, I want to make sure that we put out that invitation one more time. So everybody, I want you to pop onto Facebook so you can let us know what your self-love song is for you, whether it just keeps you moving for your passion or it's one that maybe is something that you go, I want to just go deep, and I want to feel and remember who I am and what I want to do and everything. So whatever your self-love song is, go to either Eric Lambier, L-A-M as in Mary, B-I-E-R, Facebook, or Lisa Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. You can also go to Home Times Radio because they'll gladly take your assault list. I want to know. We want to know.
Yeah.
And now we just left off. We're doing Roar, the Katy Perry song, and it really is all about getting from the bottom and going all the way to the top and beyond. And I want to, so we use the word champion and what it is to be a champion and that in championships, I mean, they do championships because you have to keep winning and winning to get there. So I, before the break.
There's lots of levels of champions.
Yes. Yes. Right? The different levels. So I wanted to ask Eric, it's like, so in my world, I'm thinking, I don't even know if I was, I don't know if I have a champion moment, but I know that Eric has a champion moment because Eric's had, I'm going to just highlight this and just share, like,
no.
Yeah, so he's not,
we have to.
Yeah, so Eric's not just visually impaired, you're completely blind, and you've had an incredible life, for just who cares, it's in a so what, I'm blind, well, not so what, I mean, there's lots of things you've had to do, but it's so what, yeah, yeah, and he can say that, and so when I think about, like, gosh, you've got medals, and you've won championships, you've traveled the world, and you've played with stars, and you are a star, I'm like, come on, like, you're putting us all to shame here, so you're an inspiration, and so when I ask you, what is becoming a champion, and what are your, what's an experience in your life that you can really look back and go, yeah, I did that, I was a champion?
Well, you know, I guess you can go back to just being in school in general. I went to a school for the visually impaired, but in there they also gave you a lot more things you could do. You could be competitive with other blind kids because sometimes vision, obviously, it'd be probably a losing battle for me to play hockey against a sight impaired, right? And it is, and I have done that. I remember we played a game talking about being at the bottom. You brought this up. We played a hockey game when I was with grade 8, and I guess the site of grade 8 team, and we lost 15-2 or something.
Woo!
It was a thrashing, and the center actually was a girl.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was, you know, but it's
you also have an older brother,
not,
in me, so
not my center, not our center, but the girl from the team. So, and it was you know, which was great because I'm glad girls are in hockey, but for being a champion. I guess, like we were saying, first of all, there's different levels. And it can be as simple as, you know, like, let's say you just, your first, whatever you do first, your first meal you cooked for people, the first dinner you
first
did,
time you rode a bike.
Yeah. You know, you went and wrote a poem. It had four lines, but you know what? You did it and somebody liked it. Now you're a champion. Somebody liked it. I mean, you don't have to be on a stage to be a champion, but then you can climb the ladder. If you can climb it, it's great. But there might be a certain point that there could be a level that you never get to.
Right,
and you just
achieving
try.
A higher
just
level.
Tried.
Striving.
Try. You know, you just got to try, you know. I don't know if you want to talk about, like I was, and this is an interesting, I mean, I did a lot of sports, but I happened to really like high jump, and I'm totally blind, and I was allowed to compete in the Special Olympics, and I did high jump for years. When I was in high school, I actually trained back in the day with a Canadian girl, actually the coach for the team was Pat Reed, but her name is Bridget Bittner Reed. Before Debbie Brill, she was a champion. And I trained with those folks, the sighted people, on how to jump. And because of that training, because of the push from not only the push, but the guidance from the coach and the people around me allowed to do it, I got the world record in 1981 in Italy.
Woo!
Thank you.
Do you have any wine?
Not yet. Well, I was only 18 and that stood for 4 years. And then an American broke it, but the Canadian record still stands. I still have the Canadian record.
How do you know that? Because something just happened recently.
Well, because I was given an award.
Like
from the
that.
Ontario Blind Sports Association.
Like just recently. So guys, I want you to hear that. Our records that we set in our hearts and in our minds, they're sometimes they can just be forever. They're yours. They're yours forever.
Exactly.
No matter what. It's your experience.
And I was reaching for the sky.
Yeah, literally.
Well, the cool thing too, just to finish on that, when I was in Italy, I got to meet Pope John II.
Yes.
John Paul II.
Yes.
You know, which was a pretty
so you never know where, as you reach for these things and as you become your champion, there's some really cool things that just show up along the way. And you actually, Eric, there's a word there you said, I really want to focus on that, is training. You know, that's a commitment. You made a commitment. Like, I want to commit to doing this. This is my goal. This is my striving for. I want to become a champion in this. So there are certain steps we need to take, not just momentum, because momentum's cool, gets you going, right?
Keeps you going.
But training is something, you know, we do have to train ourselves sometimes to stay in that, oh, gosh, there's like to get better, to get more skilled at things.
Yes, exactly. Keep going. And that's where, you know, either reading or learning from somebody else who's doing it or showing up with other people. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's any kind of groups you can become part of. It's all about collaboration.
I love that word.
Right? Collaborate. A lot of, you know, the last 20 years of music, if you see who wrote, like Roar is written by 5 people.
Oh, I did not know that.
Katy Perry being one of them, and Max Martin's another. He's a big writer. He's written for everybody there.
Oh.
And he was from, he's like Sweden or something. He's not even from the U.S., you know. And but, you know, people who gave all, you know, they went and they moved there and they did their thing. So that,
I love,
you know,
that. That's a neat little thing I didn't. Okay. So let's finish off these lyrics here.
Okay. Well, the second verse, it's a very short one. It's only about 4 lines. Is now I'm floating like a butterfly. Well, that sounds like Muhammad Ali should say that.
Oh.
Stinging like a bee. I earned my stripes. I guess that comes back to the tiger thing. I went from zero to my own hero. And I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
You went from zero being on the ground, but now you're your own hero without becoming arrogant.
Right, yeah.
But now you become your own hero. And then it goes back to, you held me down. I got back up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice. You'll hear the sound. I love that. Like thunder going to shake the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Held me down. You got back up. Get ready because I've had enough. I've seen it all. I see it now. I've got the eye of the tiger.
Hmm.
You want me to finish it?
Yeah.
I've got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire because I am a champion and you're going to hear me roar louder, louder than a lion because I am a champion and you're going to hear me roar.
You know, I love that you highlighted the fire thing, because that's something a lot of people do to earn their stripes, is they walk through fire. They, you know, walk on fire. They, you know, that in cultures, right?
And I think, because when she says, I've got the eye of the tiger, the fire. So she's talking about the fire inside.
Yes.
She has. And then she says, dancing through the fire.
Yeah.
You could look at that as dancing through the fire of what it takes to get past this, because it's going to be a lot of fire.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to find your way out. It's like the labyrinth. It's like the old labyrinth. They said, remember the old days, that old Greek mythology, and going down with a minotaur.
You know,
it's the labyrinth. It's the maze. You got to get through it. You enter the maze. You find out about yourself, and you either come through it victorious or you don't.
Yeah, those amazing labyrinths, right? They just, gosh, in my world, you know, I can't remember. I remember having a conversation recently about labyrinths, and I thought, what a waste of time. Why would anybody do that? And then I was taught that actually it's a game and you hold these flags above the hedges that you try to find them. And I did not know that. So I was like, oh, it's kind of like Pac-Man.
All right.
Which was a nice game.
But it's the mind.
Yeah, it's the mind.
The mind is the matter.
It's the emotions and beliefs that are the
labyrinth. The scariest person you'll ever face is you.
I know.
You know, funny? Looking in the mirror.
And the most self-loving loving person is also you.
Exactly. If you can find that person.
There's a lot.
Keep looking for that person.
Because
you got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire. Because you're a champion and you're going to roar.
Yes. I also like that line about the, how is it? Shake the ground. Thunder going to shake the ground.
Thunder going to shake the ground.
And why I like that is because, you know, where, you know, in those movies you're watching and suddenly somebody stops and they go, do you feel that? And you hear that rumble, and then they show kind of like you can almost feel the ground shaking. It's earth shattering. It's earth shaking. It's earthquaking.
Yeah.
It's moving. And when the earth moves beneath your feet, you do move.
Yeah, exactly.
You get off the musical chairs into the next seat. You know?
Well, it's like, you know, I just had a thought that, I don't know if you ever were a kid or a teenager or a little brave and you went to dive off that cliff into the water. And but those of us who've done it, you know what? You're scared.
Yeah.
It is. You know, I went rock rappelling. an 80-foot cliff.
Let's listen to you. I would never do that. I can see it.
You know what? And I got to tell you, just to do that and follow a passion, I had to do it.
You know what? I wanted to do it.
And when you first sit down in the ropes backwards over the cliff, that's how you start. That's how you start to rebel.
That's true.
You know, and when you do that, there is a certain part of you that is scared to death.
Yes, literally.
Literally. But then the adulation, when you're actually going down and you go, you know what? This isn't that hard. You're letting the rope out. And then you go, I'm going to kick off the cliff and swing around a little.
No!
When you're like 40, 50 feet up, which we did too. We did it twice. So it's like that, I think, when you're jumping off, getting into your passion. It's like flying by the seat of your pants. Mm-hmm.
I do want to say something on that, though. I'm just going off this.
Sure.
The word trust really comes up there for me. And it's at first, I love what you've been saying the whole way through, is about finding at least one person who you can trust, who you feel safe with. Because in order sometimes to find your own trust in yourself, it needs to be reflected and mirrored to you. And sometimes it does take finding that person who already is a champion in themselves, who can then show you, this is how to trust yourself. This is how you listen to yourself in that silence. This is how you hear. And then you can sit in that harness and let your feet off it, because you can trust that, you know what? Okay, so if something did happen, I trust that I would find a way to protect, secure, assist, pick myself up. And trust is a big thing. So right now, if anybody's listening in there, you know, find that one place where little things, like, what would you trust yourself? Do you trust yourself to take a step? You know, I used to have this terrible fear, and sometimes it comes back, maybe a little bit of vertigo going on there. But I'd be like, oh, no, I'm afraid to walk, because, like, in front of people was, but it wasn't just about people, because I didn't trust that I might fall, literally fall on my face, because I didn't trust my body. And then it became, I had to really connect with myself and go, I trust that I will put my body mechanics in the way that is necessary.
And look what you just did in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you went down there, you had walked on stage, you had an interview. I mean,
I got to MC all those keynote speakers. Woohoo! At one select.
At one point, you would never have done that.
Yeah, isn't that a funny one? And by the way, everybody, let me tell you about talking about getting stung by a bee and the lyrics here. Guess what, everyone? I did get stung by a bee the first 3 hours of the 2-day event on my toe, and my whole foot, my toe was swollen, and I was making my back, like, being a big baby here. But I was like, oh my God, my back hurts, my foot is swollen, I'm itchy like anything.
But here you wouldn't go talk to anybody and tell them you should. Oh, but you also didn't show up when you're doing your little videos. You know,
you kept
true to what you're doing. You got to get back up.
Yeah, and I could complain on a quiet time. Find that person to help after. But I had to laugh at that. That was funny. So we've got 3 minutes, which is good. We've got some time here. But in highlighting and reminding everybody, because this month, really, we are dedicating this as self-love. Yeah, so many things. And I think that Eric's going to do some work even on his own here, right? And I have a surprise invitation, everyone, to Eric.
All right.
Okay, he's going to hate me for asking this, but I'm going to. I was going to ask you if you do us the honors. I know. Well, this is a big month. We are going to have over 12 awesome shows, all on self-love. They're all authors of this one book. And I was going to ask you, so each one of those chapters in this anthology of what self-love got to do with it, there's a theme. There's an emotional theme. And I was going to ask, I won't ask Eric to do a song for each one, but I was going to ask Eric if he'd actually go through his repertoire of just knowing and share with us what he thinks a good song would be for each theme that came up. But this won't be till the end of the month, so your homework you got all month.
All right.
But I invite everybody else to do the same. I think songs are so symbolic and helpful.
Or maybe a poem. Even.
A poem?
I know we're on musical chairs, but poetry can become
they're lyrics.
So they are lyrics.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just a little short story.
Yeah, and you know what? You never know. Eric might actually fall in love with your lyrics or poetry and go, I'm writing that as a song.
That's
you kidding me?
And all of a sudden if we ever got it published, it would be royalties.
Yeah, it'd be like Roar, 5 people writing. You never know what's going to come up.
Exactly.
Don't
be afraid to roar.
Yes, I like that. Because they're going to be flying and roaring. Now, if you can do those two together, you'll look pretty snazzy.
I can fly.
Fly and roar. But so anybody, just pop on to Eric Lambier's, Lambier. He is the co-host of Musical Chairs. I'm your other co-host, Lisa Berry, Light and Living. But in our final minute here, I'm going to...
Hashtag.
And our final moment as we say goodbye, I want to... Eric, you think about your word. I'm going to say that my biggest word I want to work on then, as I listen to so many authors share in the next month, but I think for self-love, you know, I know it sounds weird, but I think I'm going to work on thicker skin.
Thicker skin.
Yeah, because I'm sensitive, and you know what? I'm sensitive, and I don't take it personally, but I, you know what I do? I lash out. So I'm like, don't say that. That's not nice. So Eric, what's your one word in our final minute?
Can I three little words?
You can.
Do not engage.
Oh, okay.
So if somebody says something to you, don't engage.
That's thicker skin. I like it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Disengagement. There's not a word. I don't.
Back
do
off.
Not engage.
Okay.
And the minute you engage is the minute the war is on.
Okay.
Right? If you can just say, like when we went back to, that falls into so what? Who cares? Yeah. Fair enough. Thank you for sharing.
Yes. Okay.
And on a nice note.
He just gave me all that advice, actually, you guys. So, well, thank you so much for being a part of this. Every first Monday of every month is Musical Chairs. If you've got a song you want to listen to, hear, or share with us, or even write and send it in.
Maybe we can talk about a song, make a thing for you, if you have an idea for the show.
We got it. All right. So we'll leave you with that and tune in for this whole entire month of crazy, amazing amounts of self-love every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at noon, 12 p.m. Eastern time. That's all Light on Living. We're going to be featuring What Self-Love Got to Do with It.
Awesome.
Thanks, Eric, so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, bye, everyone.
Day, folks.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Self-love.